relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
These are the voyages of the USS America First. Our infinite mission, to find liars and kick them where it hurts. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, member today of his National Security Education Board, having a wonderful time, although there's only an hour left to go. And then, after that, 3 hours left until the second and final presidential debate. And after that, well, it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a great day. We'll be back in studio. I'll be getting the whip out. Mr. G and Shanrak will be back with me late after the debate to give you a live blow-by-blow breakdown of who won and what next on YouTube. Tune in after the debate. Look for America First. And my name, Sebastian Gorka, co-hosted by my buddy, Chris Coles, the owner, the face behind Mr. Reagan, a superb YouTube channel. Okay, I promised I'd take some calls before we have our next guest. William in New York has been waiting very patiently. William, welcome.
Hi, Dr. G. As somebody who passed my 50th birthday 23 and a half years ago,
whoa,
let me wish to you, in the words of one of my former commanders in chief, I'll feel your pain.
But come on, that's not a thing you should wish on someone's birthday, William.
Oh, sorry about that, Dr. G.
You sound good for 73. Okay, what brings you to our sunny shores today?
Well, I have to give you some bad birthday message. Two hours ago, Rush got a hold of some of the tape of the 60 Minutes interview, and yes, he was livid at President Trump.
Well, let's talk about this for a second. We have the Leslie Stahl interview for 60 Minutes coming out this Sunday, I believe, and the president, like I always do, if I'm being interviewed by the swamp, by mainstream media, I record the whole interview usually on my phone so I can prove if they distort it or they take it out of context. And the president released on Facebook that whole video because they are clearly distorting what they are prepared to release on Sunday. But I didn't catch all of Rush's show, so tell me, why is the great Rush Limbaugh mad?
To put it into my words rather than his, as somebody has taught everything from graduate school to seventh grade, when he talks to us at rallies, he's talking to basically post-grad students in Trumponomics,
yes,
Trumpology. He's got to speak to the low-information voters basically at the seventh grade level, and he doesn't do that. He skips too many steps in his explanations. He assumes that people know what he's talking about.
But hang on. Look, I love Rush, and everybody should be praying for him, and I'm not going to judge what he said based upon on your interpretation, because I always like to go back to the primary sources. But let's be clear. The 60 Minutes isn't for low-information voters.
Well, he's got to be talking to low-information voters tonight. He's
yes,
got to be able
agreed
to talk to those who
agreed
are uncommitted.
Agreed. And this is the challenge. This is the challenge. What does he bring up that doesn't require knowledge and expertise of the skullduggery of the left for the last 4 years? William, perfect. Even though you wished me pain on my birthday, stay on the line and we will reward you with a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Now we transition to an amazing lady. I don't know if she can hear me. Who is fighting for the future of our children in America. It eventually got her onto the Tucker Carlson show, but my wife got to know her, and she has created an amazing organization pushing back on the lies perpetrated in our schools. This individual has a new article published at the Heritage Foundation, and her name is Dr. Ilana Yaron Fishbein. Dr. Fishbein, welcome to America First.
Thank you very much for having me.
Could you tell us the genesis of why you decided to push back on the indoctrination in America's schools and what it has to do with the Gladwin Elementary School in suburban Philadelphia?
Correct. In the school, they have been slowly but surely have been teaching our kids all sort of information that has nothing to do with science or facts or logic or critical thinking. And those kind of topics started mostly with the man-made climate change, and little by little progressed to other issues. And this last spring, they got into the bandwagon of the woke culture, woke that was spreading all around the country after the unfortunate death of George Floyd. And the school decided, in a very hasty decision, to inject into the lesson plan a subject of critical race theory, calling it under very much innocent names as diversity, inclusivity, and equality. And when you look at the lesson plans and the book attached to those lessons, you are actually understanding that this goes beyond, well beyond the nice words that they're trying to convince you that this is an innocent subject.
So we have the incredible action taken by the president recently where he banned critical race theory training in federal government because it is a racist concept. It says, if you are white, you are a racist. That itself is a racist comment, and he's banned it in U.S. government training. You, Dr. Fishbein, have found it occurring in America's schools. You complained to the school in Philadelphia, and they did nothing. Then you posted your letter on a school board and got lots and lots of, not only attacks, but how many people have written to you, Dr. Fishbein, across America who are finding their children are also being indoctrinated? Give us a rough number of the emails you've received.
A week after Tucker appearance, we received well over a million. Within a week, we received over a million visitors to our Facebook page. Wow. When I got on Tucker, we barely had 300 because I just launched the movement 2 weeks earlier. We got tens of thousands, literally, emails, messages, texts, everything from parents telling stories, sharing experiences, crying for help. All are faced with stonewall of school boards and superintendents are refusing to listen. It happens also in private schools, by the way, and the results there are no different. There is a lot of resistance to changing what's happening now in the school by the administrators. I would like also to emphasize that a lot of teachers are writing us as well. They're very uncomfortable with what's going on in the school, but they feel pressure and powerless to do anything about it. It's important to note that we would very much would like the president to extend what he did in there with the federal government workers, FBI, military, also to the schools. If they are indoctrinating our schools, our kids in school, starting in kindergarten, throughout middle school and high school, they don't need to be indoctrinated in college because we'll be already...
They'll already be brainwashed. The organization, the movement that she has created is called No Left Turn in Education. You can find it on Facebook, No Left Turn in Education. You can also find Dr. Ilana Fishbein on Twitter at No Left Turn Ilana. That's No Left Turn Ilana. In the last 2 minutes we have with you, Dr. Fishbein, what is the goal? What are the objectives of No Left Turn in Education?
Our objective is written in our mission is to revive in American public education the fundamental discipline of critical and active thinking, which are based on facts, investigation, logic, and sound reasoning. We would like to wake up the silent majority who is very much afraid to act. That's why I would like to get as much as possible media exposure to tell parents, to tell grandparents, to tell all public who is concerned about the future of this country, not to be afraid. We outnumber them. We just have to get together and work together. And even if you're talking about the election, I've been hearing a lot about polls about suburban moms, suburban senior citizens that are moving in some direction. If we are talking to about moms and grandparents, they are very much concerned about the education of their children and about the future of this country. Wake them up. Tell them not to be afraid. Tell them to join the movement, because once you show them what's happening in school, they are joining. Many of them are not aware of what's going on. Many of them are silent also because they're not aware. Many are silent because they're afraid.
Listen.
Please help spread the news and wake them up.
Listen to this woman. She is fighting by herself, but we can win because the good guys outnumber the bad guys. The article, we'll post it, is from Heritage, the Daily Signal. This mother is fighting woke activism in public schools. Be more like Ilana Fishbein. The organization is No Left Turn in Education, and the Twitter account is No Left Turn Ilana. With more like her, we can win. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Another email referenced 10% held by Hunter for the big guy. I wonder who the big guy was. The big guy. He doesn't look so big to me. He doesn't look so big when he walks on the stage. He's not looking too strong. Fragile, very fragile. But the big guy, they call him the big guy.
The big guy is the only question that has to be asked tonight by the president. Mr. Biden, are you the big guy in the emails who got a cut of those deals with China? America demands an answer. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We will be responding live after the debate on YouTube with Mr. Reagan. Catch us as soon as the debate is over, 10:30 Eastern, for a program, an extra program you do not want to miss. Now, let me read something to you. It was entitled November 3rd, 2020 Election, and it was written back in August by an individual called George Daniels. As president of DMC, that's Daniels Manufacturing Corporation, I feel it is both my professional and moral obligation to inform you of the following. This year, because of the reduction of airline travel and civilian aircraft production caused by COVID-19, DMC is more dependent than ever before on receiving military orders. Unfortunately, Democrats historically always cut military funding, thus reducing military orders. Irrespective of how any of us votes, the outcome of this election could have a major impact on us here at DMC. If Trump and the Republicans win, DMC will hopefully be able to continue operating, more or less, as it has been operating recently. However, if Biden and the Democrats win, DMC could be forced to begin permanent layoffs beginning in late 2020 or early 2021. Secret voting is one of our citizens' most precious rights. If you are legally qualified to vote, I urge you to vote. in this election. Signed, George Daniels, President. He didn't say who to vote for. He just told you, as his employee, to vote. That memorandum is now public. It was an internal document of that company, but it has now become a cause célèbre, and we will ask why of our friends at the Job Creators Network, especially Chief Communications Officer Elaine Parker. Elaine, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian, for having me.
So can you explain to us, this is an incredible document. I think it's a very wise document. It's not party political. It is a statement of the future of a company. What was the result and what was the consequence of the president of this company sending that memo to his employees?
Well, Sebastian, for the last week, this company has endured national media attention, local media attention, and just vile attacks. I'd like to shout out to the receptionist who works at Daniels Manufacturing because she has taken the abuse like nobody else for the last week. There is a lot of hate
in
people,
America. Because of this memo, people were ringing up Daniels Manufacturing and abusing the receptionist, the woman picking up the phone?
Absolutely.
On what basis?
The basis is that the media said that he was threatening his employees that if Biden won, they were going to lose their jobs. If they voted for Biden is how it was being portrayed in the press, and that they felt threatened by the memo. And, you know, the reality is, Sebastian, I commend George Daniels for taking the time to have this conversation with his employees. These are tough conversations to have because they can be so politically charged. But when you read this letter, it's so factual.
Yes.
And so points out the realities of being in a pandemic-induced recession and what's happening to his company, and helping them understand what policies will negatively impact their company and how it could impact their jobs. It is exactly the reason why Bernie Marcus founded Job Creators Network, to get small business owners to have these conversations with their employees.
And surely in a nation that's struggling to come out of the disastrous consequences of the Chinese virus, isn't it the responsibility of a chief officer to actually inform his employees of how fragile the future could be and how important their decisions are? Isn't this just common sense, Elaine?
Absolutely. Employers absolutely have the right to talk to their employees about how policies impact their jobs, but I believe they have the responsibility to educate them about those consequences. Because unfortunately, Sebastian, so many times employees vote against their own interests.
Yes.
And they need to understand that this isn't about politics, believe it or not, for once. This is really about their own paychecks. We have an education program that we give to our members, our small business owners, that to help them have these conversations. I mean, Bernie Marcus, who founded Job Creators Network, he's the co-founder of the Home Depot. This is exactly what he used to do when he was with the Home Depot. He's no longer with the Home Depot anymore. But he used to have these conversations with his employees. He didn't tell them how to vote. He didn't say, if you vote for this guy, you're going to lose your job. He just said, this candidate is supporting these policies, and this candidate is supporting these policies, and this is how these policies impact our business.
Tell us a little bit about the Job Creators Network program. You have something called Employer to Employee Education. What is E2E?
E2E, it is nonpartisan voter education to help small business owners educate their employees about how government policies impact their paychecks.
This is why we love the Job Creators Network. I think we have to post this internal notice, which is now public from George Daniels. We only have a few seconds left. How is Mr. Daniels doing, Elaine?
He's doing great. I spoke with him today, and he just said, I feel most sorry for my receptionist. and he stands by what he does. And he said, I do it all the time and my employees appreciate it. He said, obviously, I've got some people who constantly vote against their jobs.
Take this message to heart. Don't vote against your future. The choice is clear. Listen to Elaine Parker. Listen to the Job Creators Network. And go today. Already more than 400,000 of you have gone to the KeepAmericaAmerica.com website. We want it to be more than a million. You get all the information out there at that site on when the polls are open, where they are in your specific district. Let's get as many. Let's make this a record breaker of an election. Let's mobilize as many of our friends as we can physically mobilize. Get them to the polling stations. Go now to KeepAmericaAmerica.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, the Baron. He's out there. We'll connect to Boris Epstein. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Hear ye, hear ye, ladies and gentlemen. Hailing from the far reaches of the swamp, the righteous writer of wrongs, the triumphant teller of truths, this is the Baron, Boris Epstein, on America First.
Triumphant teller of truths? I like that. You know who else is a triumphant teller of truths? Our good buddy Dinesh D'Souza, who's got a brand new movie. It's called Trump Card, an expose of socialism, corruption, and gangsterism that defines the modern Democrat Party. Whether it's the creeping socialism of Beijing, Biden, or the overt socialism of Bernie, this film reveals what's unique about modern socialism, who's behind it, why it's evil, and how you can work with President Trump to stop it. You won't get it at Amazon because they're out of DVDs. It's that popular, but you can watch it, download it, order it through us today. Go to salemnow.com. That's Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, Trump Card, at salemnow.com, where you can also, for free, watch our incredible town hall from Anaheim last Sunday with Dennis Prager, with Larry Elder, with Charlie Kirk, and myself. The video is there right at the top. You can watch it for free, but then go watch Dinesh D'Souza's film. Go to salemnow.com. It's that time. I think we have to admit, because you can probably tell that he's not in studio. He is the Baron. He is with us nevertheless, because that's how dedicated he is. He's on the road. He's supporting the president, campaigning like crazy. Boris, tell us where you are today.
I'm in Florida, my friend. I'm in South Florida. I'm doing all I can, pounding the pavement with the Jewish community here, the Latin American community, making sure we get the vote out and win big on November 3rd. Which is exactly what's going to happen.
So let me ask you the tough question. People talk about polls. People talk about likely voters, registered voters. They look at the fact that we've already had 30 million Americans vote, and we are 12 days before the election. But that's because the Democrat governors, Democrat attorney generals have already sent out unrequested 80 million mail-in ballots. Tell us the real metrics on the ground. How important is the fact that when Biden goes out there, when Obama went out there yesterday, six people show up, three people show up. They have a parade, a car parade for Biden, and there are four cars. How important is it? Is it just for us? Is it just for the base, Boris, that you have thousands and thousands and thousands of people at the president's and the vice president's rallies? Or is it more important? How much of a real indicator is it of victory in 12 days?
It's the enthusiasm gap is real. It was real between us and Hillary Clinton in 2016, and it's real now. So, and we know that because when people go to Trump rallies, they give their information. And Ron McDaniel's been tweeting it out every night. So there's usually about 20% Democrats at these rallies and about 20% of people who didn't vote last time. So you've got actual persuadable voters going to listen to President Trump. And with Joe Biden, you've got nobody. I'll tell you this. I spoke at a rally here in Florida a couple of days ago, and there was about 1,500 roaring Israeli-Americans supporting President Trump. And what does Joe Biden get? The Israeli TV even did a clip comparing the rally I was at with Joe Biden. Joe Biden was like a funeral. It was just a couple of cars.
And what about that one? What about that rally recently? I think it was the last one before he went underground to call a lid for 7 days because he's hiding from the Hunter laptop story. He had that rally where there was like 12 people and he was reading off a giant teleprompter, Boris.
The teleprompter was bigger than I am. This thing's huge. Joe Biden's reading it. They're messing everything up. It's just the most pathetic thing. Joe Biden's not running a campaign. He's trying to run and hide and do rope-a-dope, but the president's going to hold him to account tonight. The president will make sure that Joe Biden answers for his decades of grift and stealing that he's enabled his family to do. There's no way, two ways about it. Joe Biden is crooked Biden.
And let's be very clear, friends. You need to share with those around you, those who are considering voting for Joe Biden. It has been confirmed today by the business partners involved with Hunter Biden's deals with China, with Russia, with Iraq. He has admitted, the business partner has gone on record. He's written a 600-word letter to the Senate with his name, not an anonymous source, saying, quote, the big guy in Hunter Biden's emails is his father, Joe Biden. The big guy's cuts of those deals between 10 and 50% were when he was vice president. Crimes were committed, and that's why you can't vote for him. We're talking to Boris Epstein, strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign on the ground in Florida. Follow him right now at Boris EP and breakfastwithboris.com. He's not going anywhere. We are broadcasting live from the relieffactor.com studios. If you're in pain and have not found any other solution, please stop and listen. There is a product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. I suffered from a low back pain issue for 9 years, almost a decade. Took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free and I'm still pain-free. Likewise, Reggie in Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I am already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a gift, is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Reggie? Of course you do. Go right now to relieffactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter trial pack. Try it every morning and evening. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me. Call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Back with the Baron in a moment.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Trump Card.
And also by that great American Mike Lindell and his MyPillow, the pillow that he sold 51 million of. They're that good. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, just cuddles your cranium through the night. I use them. The president uses them. My whole team uses them. So should you. Get up to 50% off all of Mike's incredible products at MyPillow.com. Just call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We are back. He is very rarely not in studio, but he's got an election to win. Strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign, former special assistant to President Trump, the Baron. Welcome back, Boris.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
All right.
It's an exciting time.
It is an exciting time. We are just hours away from the second and final presidential debate this evening at Belmont University. We have to talk about the laptop. So let's first play a cut from the man who sits atop all 17 federal intelligence agencies in the world. The man who outside of the Oval Office has the greatest insight into all the intelligence we own as a nation. This is DNI Radcliffe.
It is Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, who, as you pointed out on Friday, said that the intelligence community believes that Hunter Biden's laptop and the emails on it are part of some Russian disinformation campaign. Let me be clear. The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign. It's simply not true. And this is exactly what I said I would stop when I became the director of national intelligence. And that's people using the intelligence community to leverage some political narrative. And in this case, apparently, Chairman Schiff wants anything against his preferred political candidate to be deemed as not real and is using the intelligence community or attempting to use the intelligence community to say there's nothing to see here.
So, Boris, you were targeted by the deep state. You were targeted by the Mueller probe. You had to testify. So you are in a perfect position.
But just to be, I actually was not. The Mueller probe did not. It was the
Sorry,
House.
The House. Was, that's even House. Better.
Yeah, it was the House.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah. Thank you. It was the House.
It was the brilliant Eric Swalwell that questioned me. Actually, Mueller, moved right on. And, yeah, hey, I'd have to give him credit there because at least they didn't target me for just being an 11-year-old chubby Jewish kid who came from Russia.
But this is the key. This is the key. So you were there. You were targeted by the Democrats in the House with the intelligence oversight. So when we have Schiff, the chairman of that committee, say for days and days and days, oh, the Hunter Biden laptop, it's not real. It's Russian disinformation. And you have the chief intelligence officer of the United States say there is no intelligence to that effect, and we never provided any intelligence to that effect to Adam Schiff. What does that mean about what Adam Schiff said to American people, to the American voters, Boris?
He lied, just like he lied when he said there was evidence of Russia collusion, that he knew ample evidence. Right. And Adam Schiff was in, it's all public, there's a transcript. He was in the interview I did with the House Permanent Subcommittee on Intelligence, and he said nothing. He was just there and asked me some stupid questions, trying to press. And his big thing was, oh, did you talk about Russia a lot with the candidate? No, we talked about cutting taxes, helping our manufacturing industry, helping our farmers. That's what President Trump won in 2016. But these deranged libs, they don't know any better.
So in that case, Adam Schiff clearly lied. DNI Radcliffe has taken the unprecedented measure to say the laptop is real. There is no Russian nexus. With Hunter's business partner coming out, this former naval officer saying, it's real. I'm the one on those emails. This happened. There was a division of the graft, the money coming out of these deals. And the big guy, quote, the big guy on the emails is Hunter Biden's father, who got a cut as vice president tonight. Can the president mention the laptop? Will he mention the laptop? And how will Welker, the moderator, who interestingly, deleted her Twitter account just after Steve Scully was fired or suspended by C-SPAN. Will she let the president talk about this issue that could bring down the Biden campaign?
Hey, wait, we lost you there.
Start again.
The president will absolutely, I expect, discuss the findings on the laptop. Because that is shining a light, that is proving fact on what Americans have suspected for a long time. How does Joe Biden have those mansions? How does he have that huge spread in Delaware, in Rehoboth, in both, and in Wilmington? And he's been in public life for 47 years. He says he's an everyman from Scranton. But we now know that he was using his positions, in which he failed, by the way, to serve the American people because he's a lifelong failure. The only thing he succeeded at, apparently, is grifting and stealing. Crooked Joe Biden.
And what about this question? You mentioned it. I want to bring it up now. You mentioned it on our podcast. We're going to drop it tonight. We're going to drop it early. You can see it on YouTube. Check out the Battle for 1600. Subscribe. It's our longer dive into all matters political, all matters relating to the election. Check it out on YouTube. You can get it at wherever you get your podcast. It's the Battle for 1600. This huge amount of money, he made like $17 million the first year officially that he left the White House. All this massive accrual of wealth as a public servant. Did he pay taxes on all these deals, Boris? Do we know? Isn't this the question the media should be asking?
No. Did he pay exactly. Did he pay when quote-unquote the big guy was getting 10% of 20? And here's the thing that's interesting. The numbers line up. Hunter apparently said, I'm getting 20, or it was said that Hunter was getting 20. Half of that 10 was kept for Hunter, for the big guy, for Joe Biden, okay? So Hunter gets 20, Joe Biden gets half. And then Hunter says to one of his kids, I've got to give Grandpa half the money. So what does that mean? That's 50%. So as with any criminal activity, the numbers have to line up, and they line up. 10 is half of 20. That's 50%. Hunter Biden says he gives 50% half to his father. It is obvious that Joe Biden was charging Hunter Biden a 50% tax on everything Hunter earned because it was all of the relationships of Joe Biden. Don't forget, he blackmailed Ukraine to fire a prosecutor who was looking into the company that was paying Hunter Biden.
He extorted the Ukrainians, saying you're not getting that $1 billion export loan if you don't fire the prosecutor investigating my son. It's got to come up. It's got to come up, because then the American people will know the truth about the most corrupt man in modern politics. He's the Baron. Follow him on Twitter at BorisEP, breakfastwithboris.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Now more than ever, as we come out of the Chinese virus, we must be as healthy as possible. Take Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com. Get 35% off and free shipping if you use my name. Call 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Dr. Douglas Howard provides you with all the nutrients you need. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Check it out today. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-246-8751.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
They get caught red-handed every single time. Whether it's Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes, who's outraged, that they don't get to give out their edited version of their interview with the president, that he's dropped the whole thing and you can see just how much of a hack she is. Or whether it's Kirsten Welker deleting her whole email account just before the debate this evening. Why? Because if you knew what she'd been tweeting about the person that she's supposed to be moderating this evening, you know that she's also a hack and not a journalist as well. The last massive lie that we have to uncover, you heard it. You heard it today when we opened the show with him 3 hours ago. Joe Biden is not a nice guy. He's not that nice old grandfather in the cardigan, that sweater-wearing, innocuous individual who'll bring civility back to America. No! He is a corrupt man who has failed to represent the people of America or to fix anything for 47 years except for his family to get the multi-million billion-dollar deals and then take a cut. If he becomes president, what will he do? He will expand the instability, the violence, the radicalism that we've seen in Democrat-held cities and states across the nation to all of America. Perhaps the best thing you can do in the next 12 days is to just disabuse every potential Democrat voter you know of this idea that Joe Biden, he's just a nice old man. No, he's an old man. He's a senile old man. But don't go there. Talk to them about the fact that he is corrupt, that we have the evidence. We have the confirmation, the FBI subpoena documents with the 272 prefix that means it is a money laundering investigation. We have the partners, the business partners, the people on those email threads saying, yeah, the big guy, that's Joe Biden, and he got a cut between 10 and 50% of every crooked deal his son managed to close because of who his father was. Spread it far and wide, and then get all of your friends to vote for the president. The radicals have taken over the Democrat Party. The only people who can stop them is us. And don't forget tonight, right after the debate, with that amazing YouTube phenomena, Mr. Reagan, we will be co-hosting our response live on YouTube. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Catch you later. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the Battle for 1600.